Part 2. You will hear a radio report about British people buying holiday homes abroad. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. Attracted by the prospect of their own place in the sun and an easy way of making money, the number of British people owning a second home abroad is booming as never before. Around 800,000 British households now own a second home abroad, up by 15% since June 2004, according to research published this week. The boom has been fueled by television programs about people buying abroad and assisted by the rise in property values in Britain, low interest rates, and the availability of cheap, no-thrill flights. A better climate remains the main reason. With more than half of the nearly 2,000 people questioned giving that as their principal reason for buying overseas. However, an increasing number are seeking to invest in new builds, with 40% of respondents saying that making money was their prime motivation, while 38% wanted a future retirement property and somewhere to take their family. A senior financial analyst said that the property boom has increased levels of housing equity, while the low interest rate environment has allowed other prospective property purchasers to take advantage of relatively cheap borrowing. Overall, Spain remains the most popular destination for living abroad, with 43% naming it as their preferred location. Next is France, followed by Australia and Italy. Despite the increased interest in Eastern European countries, they still remain a target for a minority, with only 7% choosing such destinations. People like Bulgaria because it is a short flight from London, enjoys a Mediterranean-style climate in summer, as well as skiing in the winter. It has safe swimming in the Black Sea and boasts the cheapest property prices in Europe. Additionally, it is about to join the EU and low-cost airlines are expected to expand their routes there. However, many of the latest wave of buyers plunged in without considering the consequences after watching television programs. Generally, it tends to work better if you want a holiday home rather than an investment, because a lot of people don't realise that tax and inheritance laws are different abroad. Plus, ownership rights can also be problematic. Now you will hear part two again. Attracted by the prospect of their own place in the sun and an easy way of making money, the number of British people owning a second home abroad is booming as never before. Around 800,000 British households now own a second home abroad, up by 15% since June 2004, according to research published this week. The boom has been fueled by television programs about people buying abroad and assisted by the rise in property values in Britain, low interest rates, and the availability of cheap, no-thrill flights. A better climate remains the main reason, with more than half of the nearly 2,000 people questioned giving that as their principal reason for buying overseas. However, an increasing number are seeking to invest in new builds, with 40% of respondents saying that making money was their prime motivation, while 38% wanted a future retirement property and somewhere to take their family. A senior financial analyst said that the property boom has increased levels of housing equity, while the low interest rate environment has allowed other prospective property purchasers to take advantage of relatively cheap borrowing. Overall, Spain remains the most popular destination for living abroad, with 43% naming it as their preferred location. Next is France, followed by Australia and Italy. Despite the increased interest in Eastern European countries, they still remain a target for a minority, with only 7% choosing such destinations. People like Bulgaria because it is a short flight from London, enjoys a Mediterranean-style climate in summer, as well as skiing in the winter. It has safe swimming in the Black Sea and boasts the cheapest property prices in Europe. Additionally, it is about to join the EU and low-cost airlines are expected to expand their routes there. However, many of the latest wave of buyers plunged in without considering the consequences after watching television programs. Generally, it tends to work better if you want a holiday home rather than an investment, because a lot of people don't realise that tax and inheritance laws are different abroad. Plus, ownership rights can also be problematic. That's the end of part 2.